it's made me go my whole life, or like at least a big portion of my life, like thinking that's how you gain respect from men is like sleeping with girls. And I wish that reaction never happened.
That's Harry. And after I saw him making headlines at the Tokyo Olympics, not just because he won Australia's first Olympic medal in boxing, but because he was the boxer that painted his nails with the hope of breaking stereotypes. After that, I knew there was a great story behind this guy. And as much as I'd love to chat to Harry for hours, he's here to speak about just one thing: the first time he had sex. Hi, I'm Indy Simons, and this is No Longer a Virgin, where we talk about the awkward, the uncomfortable, and sometimes the shame around having sex for the very first time. And sometimes that shame doesn't come until much, much later. So, enough of me, let's get back to Harry.
I have like a very strange relationship with sex. So like in my family, I'm the youngest of three boys, and everyone in the family, all the males in my family, my dad and my two brothers, had lost their virginity before they were 13. So it was like this running joke in my family, and they were saying stuff like, if you don't lose your virginity before you're 13, you're not part of the Garside family. And they were like saying it as a joke, but when you're young, you don't really understand. And so I was like frantically trying to find someone when I was 12 to have sex with. And me and this girl, we had been seeing each other for a period of time. And so I was in year 7 at the time, and she went to a different school. I was like I wouldn't say a rough kid, but me and her sort of just like always had like a really good chemistry, and we hung out a lot, and her house wasn't too far from mine. So I was able to ride my bike there, and we often would like hang out maybe 3-4 nights a week, or just like chill out in the neighborhood, walking around and stuff like that. Very rarely do we go to each other's houses. Only on like special occasions did we go to each other's houses. So like we had like a really good relationship. Like she was like more of a friend, to be honest. Like I actually got along with her. As I said, she was just a little bit older than me, so I think she was like potentially feeling a bit of pressure to like do it as well. Maybe, I'm not sure. Maybe like looking back, potentially she may have felt that too. But eventually we slept together, and we knew that night, we knew that it was going to end to that. So it was like, who was going to make the move? It didn't really matter. Like the end outcome was going to be this. And I had no idea what I was doing. I was in the missionary position in like I felt like a bloody wood plank on top of her. Like I had no idea what I was doing. So like it wasn't that enjoyable. No, it was more just like to get it done. It was a very strange experience, that's for sure. I had no idea what I was doing. And it was nice that like we both, it was our first time. It wasn't like one person's first time and the other person's like maybe 10th time, you know what I mean? Like it was like very respectful. Yeah, and it was like, it was a night, now I really think about it, like it was a nice moment. And like for me, there was just like that sense of finally that pressure was off my shoulders because I had done it. And as I said, we're both very young, and it sort of took the novelty out of like that special moment, like because we're so young. Oh, I was young more so. Like I just felt so young. And I think my body was prepared, but I think I was more so like my actual inner soul maybe wasn't ready, if that makes sense. But I look back now and I'm like kind of like maybe just a little bit frustrated that like, I know they were saying it as a joke, but it's sort of like, I don't know, it's a special moment, and I kind of didn't get that special moment because I kind of felt a little bit pressured to do it.
Even though he had that pressure from his immediate family, they weren't the first people he told when it happened.
One of my girl best friend at high school, I messaged her straight away and told her, and she made a Facebook status actually and tagged me in it. And she's like, my best friend just lost his virginity, and she wasn't mentioned in it. I think only like my close circle of you know, would actually know who it was. That was how everyone found out. It was pretty like, now I look back, pretty heavy. At the time, I'm thinking, oh wow, that's like getting a lot of friend requests and stuff like that. But like looking back, I'm like, holy shit. I definitely, and typical male culture, which is horrendous, but like got heaps of like popularity from that moment. I was in year 7 at the time, and I live in like a pretty small suburb town, and yeah, just instantly got a bit of popularity from the boys. No one was really doing that at that age in year 7. I think most of them were probably maybe like year 8 to year 9, potentially some of the end of year 7, but I was definitely one of the first my age. Yeah, so as I said, it got me a bit of popularity. And at the time, you think, oh, how cool is this? But then looking back, you're just like, I don't know, it's just strange. Like, you're looking back and retrospecting your life sometimes. You're just like, you cared about so many, like, not the wrong things, but just so many different things to what I care about now. as I said, I got that reputation, and there is an element of like you're chasing like that feeling again, like everyone like going, fuck yeah, you're a legend, you know what I mean? So through my teenage years, I was definitely like a lot of time just sort of feeding into that and playing into that. And I was still very young. So like year 7, year 8, I wasn't sleeping with heaps of people, but there was definitely a couple more. And then year 9s and year 10s, like it definitely increased a lot more. So I wouldn't change anything. Like it's made me who I am now, but like there's definitely some things I'm just like, far out. Wish I had some like, not better role models, because I have some really good role models in my life, but just like, I don't know, just maybe a bit more guidance in that area, potentially.
And then Harry finally got to tell his dad and his brothers that he had done what all of them had done before the ripe old age of 13.
I remember it so clearly, and it's like one of the worst things that happened to me, because it was, so I worked at this football club that my brothers played at, and all of my brother's mates were around. They were a little bit older than me. And I remember telling my dad, he had a few cans, and everyone was like cheering me on, like, yeah, like, you know, in bloke culture, and everyone's like cheering me on. And like in that moment, looking back now, it's like in that moment, I thought in that moment, this is how you gain respect from men. It's made me go my whole life, or like at least a big portion of my life, like thinking that's how you gain respect from men is like sleeping with girls. And I wish that reaction never happened, because it's like kind of made me a little bit disengaged from actually like passionate, romantic, intimate sex. Like I have to learn that now myself. I went my whole teenage years thinking that this is how you gain respect, this is how you have sex. Like my whole philosophy on it now has changed, but like I went a long period of time because of that one reaction when I told my brothers and my dad. I look like now, I'm like, fuck. I was 12. So like very, like really struggled to sort of understand what was going on. But like we all love acceptance, and we all love when people are cheering us on. We definitely much prefer that than when people aren't cheering us on, I think.
He's getting cheered on from people at school, people at the footy club, and the people closest to him. But how equipped was he going into sex for the very first time?
Your parents give you like the birds and the bees. And I have two older brothers, so I think for me, it's made me mature fairly quickly, having two older brothers. But in saying that as well, the more that I've learned and the more that I look back on my life, like the way the males in my life spoke about, or especially the ones that are a bit younger, spoke about sex, the language that's used and like the way people talk about it was like not actually educational. It was more just like a bit of a piss take, and it wasn't actually like, oh, so that's what you do, or like, then that's like where you like where you touch, or like it's not like that at all. And I know even you got that at school, but I was a bit of a larrikin at school, so you get like sex education, and yeah, even that, like I was probably taking the piss there and stuff like that. So it's like a lot of it's just like through maybe now my education now is through like partners and ex-partners, like in a relationship, then you can actually delve into like what feels good for your partner and what doesn't feel good and what they're okay with and what they're not okay with. And when I was younger, none of that was spoken about.
Over his different sexual experiences and encounters, he changed his views around sex, but there was one defining moment that made him realize that sex was more than just ticking something off a checklist, and that it could have a deeper meaning.
Like a really close friend of mine, she like didn't lose her virginity until she was like 19, and like there was such a specialness to it, and like she's like, I'm not gonna give it to anyone, like I want it to be really special. And like I think moments like that was like obviously I was friends with her for a long time, and she went her whole school years like not sleeping with anyone, and like that stuff like that made me realize like, damn, this stuff's actually special, and I just gave it away. Like it actually is like a special moment. And potentially, like, not so much like because you're feeling the thing, like, it doesn't really matter about positions or like genuine logistical things. I think it's more just like a bit of respect. And my dad taught me a lot of respect and stuff like that. But there's just like how to treat like a girl, especially for a young man, like how to treat a girl in a bedroom and how to treat her after and how to treat, you know what I mean? I wish I kind of learned that, because there was definitely like some questionable things that I did when I was younger that I have a bit of shame and guilt for. And I wish I just got a bit more education on like before, during and after sex.
And that was hard to comprehend, because the message that Harry was getting was that your sex life closely correlates to how much of a man you are.
One of my biggest insecurities, I think, was like, I didn't feel like a man growing up. Like I often felt like my manhood was questioned a lot. So it's like I felt like I over-exaggerated how manly I was to sort of like gain that recognition, because I was really insecure that people didn't think that I was like a bloke, or I was nothing like my brothers. And so I definitely over-exaggerated some of the things that I had done because I was very insecure about it. And I feel like often when I'm the most at the most confident, it's usually when I'm the most insecure. Usually I notice when I'm really secure, I'm a little bit quieter. So yeah, like when I was getting all that rev up and everyone getting around me, I definitely on the outside was like, yeah, man, yeah, fuck yeah. But like deep down, I was like really insecure and often just chasing that acceptance and respect and from the males in my life because I often didn't get it. But like there's also like that element of like how consistent is it, or was it just a story I was telling myself because I was insecure? Like there is that element too. Am I thinking this is how like people want me to act, or is this like people actually don't really care? So there's like the element of like I may think that this is what people want me to do, but it's also like I think that comes from that opinion comes from like when I did do something, then the rev up or the G up or the you kind of build a reputation. So it's like it kind of gets fed a lot. It's like a fire. It just gets fed a lot. And then like all those little wood that's getting chucked onto the fire, that's why I felt like I needed to do it. And like that was like the male culture. And even not just the male culture. There was definitely some females in my life too. Like I look back now, you were just feeding into that fire that I felt like the role that I had to play.
This makes it really hard to figure out what he was supposed to be and do and even like what being a man meant to him, just to him, without the approval of anybody else.
Being a male is being respectful to yourself and showing respect for others as well. Like it's probably the biggest thing. And I think often sometimes males, like especially where I grew up, and sometimes I'm guilty of this too, like don't show a lot of respect for myself. So I'm always the drunkest at the party or doing the dumb stuff because that's the male culture. And yeah, that's just not showing much respect for myself and my image. The reality is like, through respect, then all the other things are going to come. Like when you respect yourself or you're secure in yourself, that's another way of putting it, then you're able to like listen better, not get as jealous or not get as reactive. Like I think it all just stems from potentially like respecting yourself and respecting who you are and respecting the people who are in your life and often always just showing respect.
With this new idea of what it's like to be a man and even feeling like the celebration around him having sex was pretty damaging, has Harry ever told his brothers or his dad the impact that that day had on him?
I've definitely spoke to my mum about it, not so much my brothers because, like, I don't know, I feel there's like an element of like I know like the people that I grew up with, although I have grown and evolved and so have they, like I've grown in potentially a different direction and like I know deep down they're good humans, and I think if I went in and tried to like actually talk to them about that, they may potentially take it as like criticism. So like I've always been a lot more connected to like my mum and the females in my life, always had like a really close girl best friend and stuff like that. And the older I get and the more self-aware I get, the more I'm becoming a lot more accepting of like that more feminine side of me and being really okay with who I am and what I find. Like I think when I was younger, I kind of like, because of the pressure from the males or like the male culture, I felt like I hid that a bit, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to show anyone that because I'm going to get a lot of judgment.
This pressure to be a man obviously put pressure on sex and what that was supposed to look like.
When I was living that and I wasn't very self-aware, it's like you can't really change it. And only like I'm 24 now, and in the last sort of few years, I've definitely become more and more self-aware. And yeah, through that process, it's like realizing that I actually have a lot of shame and guilt for past relationships and stuff like that. So I've had three serious partners in my life, and probably not after the first one would have been the second one. Yeah, that's when I like she was like maybe a year younger than me, and she didn't masturbate often or anything like that, and I could never make her orgasm, and I felt very self-conscious and insecure, to be honest. Like, so then I started feeling a little like pressure or shame, and then I started like kind of not wanting to have sex because I was like feeling very insecure. And then from that point after we'd split, then I was like, okay, like that's when the birth started from there. I've got to like figure out what I'm actually doing in the bedroom. So I've had three serious girlfriends in my life, and yeah, each one has like taught me something new. And after each one though, like in it, I'm thinking this is great, this is fantastic. And then when we split up, like especially the first couple, I definitely noticed how I just like went on maybe a bit of a rampage, because it's like I felt very insecure in that moment. I felt very low and like lacked a bit of respect for myself. And I personally, and it has nothing to do with actually sex more so, but I personally have like a lot of shame and guilt for how one of my relationships panned out. And I was very young at the time. And I carried that for a long time. And I still haven't fully forgiven myself for that yet. But that was definitely like realizing that I'm like carrying and why I wasn't like quite happy in my own skin. That was like one of the main elements. And it's like in that process of like actually understanding why I feel the shame and guilt or and trying to forgive myself for it. And as I said, it's an ongoing process. But like that was definitely a moment for me where I was just like, I wasn't treating a partner well because of that. I lost that partner. So, and I think that was probably a moment, really like pivotal moment for me. Like I need to get my shit together. Through that process, that's really when I've like started to change the tone of myself about what sex is. And even if you're having a one night stand, like making sure you're doing it in a really respectful way. And that's been my own journey. And I think for me now, like I'm trying my hardest to like have more conversations with my mates or the males in my life, like serious conversations. Just like for me, just having conversations about actually like, hey, like what's you and your say of your partner? Like what's you and your partner's sex life? Is it actually like, is it good? Or like, you know, and having like a genuine discussion about it rather than like just like that boy talk that's really surface level. And now I'm like in that process. I've got an amazing partner now and she's fantastic. And we have like a really good foundation set about communication. And yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I'm a lot different now because I just realized that stuff just was making me so miserable. Like sex is a pretty special thing. And it's like someone said to me once, we often take on the energy of people when we have sex. And I never took that into consideration. And it could be positive, could be negative, but we're taking on that person's energy. And I was just like, yeah, no shit. And from that point, it just made me like realize that like, it's a special thing and it's like something that like you got to kind of be really careful with and make sure that it's like not happening all the time and it's in a special setting and it's like actually means something.
That's Harry, and that's the story of his first time having sex. We've come a long way from that 12-year-old that felt like he had to have sex just to tick it off like a to-do list or something, to now feeling like it's something really special between him and his partner. It's also a really good reminder that when we celebrate or congratulate someone on a certain behaviour, we could just be reinforcing it or creating some sort of habit. He also makes some really great points about how a lack of respect for yourself can open up a whole can of worms, which can affect the way you treat yourself and treat other people. So self-respect should be the very first thing we work on before we drag anyone else into our big old mess. And honestly, it's very normal to feel shame around things in our past, but it's so important that we work on that and also learn to forgive ourselves too. Thanks for listening to Harry's story on No Longer a Virgin. If you'd like to keep up to date with the latest episodes, click that follow button on your podcast app or follow us on Instagram at No Longer a Virgin.